The Mason Minute with Kevin Mason.
Everywhere you turn, you're seeing pumpkin spice things, and it's kind of reached saturation point. I see more breakfast cereals now that are pumpkin spice than ever before, and I don't mind, to be honest with you, because I enjoy pumpkin spice flavored things. But what's interesting is people are already starting to tire of pumpkin spice. It's now reached peak saturation. So, of course, marketers are trying to figure out what's next. And to replace pumpkin spice, which will never go away, it'll just kind of fade to the background, is possibly maple. And I've noticed a lot of maple flavored things, too. Especially when it comes to breakfast-oriented foods, it makes sense, but they flavored too much with maple to begin with. To me, the only thing maple needs to be the syrup that goes on your pancakes or your waffles. But now we're seeing the market share rise in the flavorings of things like yogurts and coffee. So I'm sure there's going to be some Starbucks maple kind of coffee coming up real soon, and well, that'll just start things off. Get ready. Pumpkin spice? Well, you've met your match. Maple is coming next. You probably didn't hear it here first, but blame me. Go ahead.